on, man. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. This one either? No, come on, man. I ain't fucking with the queen. Oh, man. Views.
Do you remember when that night in December took you to dinner? Left in the lamb chop.
What are we talking about?
Playing in my trailer.
Talk to him, queen.
Put up in your driveway. 5428 Castleberry Lane. Told me this could go my way. This night was 10 for 10. Remember what we did? Took a shower. Play some music.
Be hard.
Lotioned. Come on, man. What are we talking about, bro?
Time passing, cut on a good move.
Going straight to the Dirty Mackin' record, man. Mm. There's so many joints on here. Mm. What are we talking about?
What are we talking about?
Ooh, yeah.
Run that back, turbo.
I see your nigga ain't been putting in no work. Come get what you deserve. Come get what you deserve.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Me hard.
King Queens, nigga.
You sound insane.
You too fly for the regular things. Deserve a flight and shopping
spree.
Lady, I'll give you the world. Only if you were my girl. Keep a smile up on your face. I'll give you loving every day.
Yeah, that is Johnny. Yeah.
Come on, man. You know I gotta go. Yeah. This is my favorite record right here, man. Views from the 7. We here. I know we missing two niggas, man. Their immune system pussy, though. We rolling.
Wouldn't be the first to say this. I miss when we was best friends. And I probably shouldn't have said that, but I can't stop reminiscing. How did we get so distant? Crossed out of the limits. Knew too much of each other's business. I'm trying to find some understanding. Your family like my family. We tried it out, but can we start over, over, over?
King Queens, nigga!
Can we start over? Can we start over?
I just want to say this year has been an amazing year in music for me, man. All my favorites came with it.
What?
All of them.
This one, that was your high of the year.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
So why was that your favorite song?
Nothing. I just like the fucking song.
I didn't know if you was missing somebody.
Oh, my fucking God.
I was like, what?
The song, man.
Our family was like family. Like,
but,
he was like,
man.
My best friend. Queez came
with it. I still ain't listened to SZA yet.
She came with
it. I still ain't listened to SZA yet, man. I'm hearing mixed results, but. I'm going to get to it soon. Queez came with it, man. Future got the album of the year.
What was his album?
I Never Liked You.
Oh.
come on, man. Nas, come on, man.
That was terrible.
I've had a glorious year of music, man.
Mm. A lot of your favorites.
And they did. They came through. I ain't had to come in here and trash too many. I ain't had to trash nobody this year. It's been a great year, man.
Man, I disagree. Well, I mean, I listened to none of that shit you talked about. I did listen to Jacquees.
You finna call him Jacquees?
I did listen to Jacquees. My initial listen only took two songs away, and that's the one with Summer Walker.
Yep.
And then
That's the motherfucker hard.
The Sex, Hennessy, and R&B. I have to go back and listen to it a second time. But the SZA immediately, yeah, she did her shit. My favorite artist, unfortunately, did not come with the heat.
I skipped him so fast, not too long on the way here. Tank.
Are you retiring? That's not.
Yeah.
He's Jordan with the Wizards.
What is going on? He's definitely Jordan with the Wizards.
He's Jordan with the Wizards with that one. Come on, man.
Yeah.
You know, with Tank, man, I would have gave him a lot more grace had he not gone on this big-ass press run about who isn't playing R&B. And then you drop an album that's...
not R&B.
Completely opposite of... But Man, shout out to R&B, man. R&B that came through. Kind of, sort of.
Who?
Yeah, you might be right.
LMA.
Y'all say SZA. I still
I
haven't gotten
came
to
out
SZA yet.
I thought LMA came out last year.
That's this year.
No, that was this year.
Jay Holiday came through, man. I got to give him that. Jay Holiday had it. His album is amazing.
Where did you listen to a Jay Holiday album at? And why are you listening to Jay Holiday in 2022?
That album is great, bro. I ain't lying to you.
So you listened to Jay Holiday, but you decided to wait on SZA? I'm confused.
Well, I'm behind. I'm catching up. It's like, it's a lot of fucking music that be getting released. It is. So, yeah. I be having to.
It is. Jay Holiday is insane.
No, that was early. That was the same week that LMA got released. But it was that good. It stuck with me. It was that good.
I literally had no clue Jay Holiday released music.
The Isleys came with it.
The brothers?
Yeah, they put out an album, yeah. Yeah, I'm the plug. Yeah, I'm the plug. Yeah, yeah.
Who did you think he was talking about? Not the brothers.
Alex. I'm thinking about Alex.
Alex always come with it.
But Alex, she's more single. I mean, you know what I mean? She's dropping a bunch of singles.
She has to build her buzz.
I hope she don't pull a her on me. Please don't pull a her.
Well, I see her suing her label, though, so shout out to her for that.
Is she really?
Yeah, she should be. But who else? R&B.
Freaky Cuz?
I didn't care about Lucky at all.
Did you listen to Freaky Cuz?
I did not, but I kind of got a idea of what it was already. That was Nasty with the label. But remember the song? Remember when we first started and we didn't review it, but we played it a little bit. Yeah. All he did was chop it up in three parts and then change the beat. So that, you know, he don't own none of his music, so you know, that's not, it's not on him, but I mean, would you listen to it? I mean, did you try to? No.
Niggas kept hitting me like, you gonna listen to it? No, I'm not. I stand on that. I literally will walk out of an event.
You did.
You walked out of your own.
If R. Kelly comes on, I'm out of there.
You ain't listen to R at all.
I sneak every so often. Ghetto Queen, for some reason, has me in the fucking chokehold.
That's crazy.
Ghetto Queen
of
has
all
me in
songs, that's the song that has you in the chokehold.
Crucial Conflict go off.
I was just about to bring that song up. That shit came on in the gym. That might be the worst song I've ever heard in life.
You don't like that song?
Fuck no.
You don't like Ghetto Queen?
Fuck no. That shit is garbage, bro. Oh, it came on in
garbage.
The gym, man.
That's my favorite
Crucial
Conflict song.
I don't think it's garbage.
Fuck is this?
That's my favorite Crucial Conflict song.
But I think what makes it cringeworthy outside is the fact that they only play a couple R. Kelly records. It's either
you're gonna hear "Step in the Name of Love," no matter.
"Step in the Name of Love," which I will walk out any place that plays "Step." Keep it. "Step in the Name of Love." No. My mind, you telling me no? That's really it.
That sex me?
No, that's but my body's.
That is sex me.
That's not sex me. Y'all niggas is being so
bumping
disrespectful.
Grind.
Bumping grind.
Bumping grind. So it's bumping grind and step in the name of love. It's all I really hear outside.
I don't hear no other.
Yeah, which is weird. I don't know how that happened.
Who had a baby?
R. Kelly.
With who?
Azriel?
Yeah. He just had a brand new baby.
Like a week or
conjugal
two.
Visits.
Maybe.
Is he married?
I think he married.
He married the lady that after he got locked up, right?
Yeah, I think so. But I don't. He definitely, and that baby is definitely his. It look got that.
He got conjugal visits. No. That's not because only certain places give you conjugal visits, like only certain states.
Well, clearly he got some because he's been in jail for
it's not his.
How many jails? I mean, how long?
Artificial insemination.
How many years have he been in jail?
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, artificial insemination.
Oh, like three? I think three, four.
Yeah.
That he has.
They've been locked up.
Oh, I don't know about that. I ain't been following that dude, man.
He got locked up after the Surviving R. Kelly came out, right? After that, right?
It's a rap though. They 30 piece team, right? He ain't never getting out. He ain't dying in prison.
I believe so.
Unless he pull a Bill, you know, Bill's supposed to die in there too. Bill said, "Shit,
Bill got that money,
he
though.
He was able to appeal, and he broke.
Bill got Oh, shit, man. Bill got that money. R. Kelly ain't got that.
I know that ain't
that
you.
Bread, man. Whatever, dude. It is. Players fuck up. Peace, y'all. This is Views from the 7 Podcast. It's your guy, Spence. I'm joined with the homie, Ivan.
What's good?
Wifey in the building.
Yeah.
You see the...
I forget you this week.
I mean, how could he? Only two of us.
I ain't forget last week either. I called her out first, man. Come on, man. See, that's what I mean, man. You know what I mean?
It's a
play
joke.
Play as fuck up, man.
It's just a joke.
You see his two seats missing, man. You know what I'm saying? Them other two niggas, man. You know what I mean? Their immune system is pretty pussy. But, you know, shout out to them, man. Shout out to Skinny. Shout out to Macho, man. Get better. Jacquees, you listen to the whole thing?
No, I didn't listen to the whole
thing. Get the fuck.
I didn't. I pulled a U. I got to like the first two tracks and I was like, I don't know. Do I want to keep going? Do I want to go further? Do I want to stop here? What am I feeling right now? So I feel like I need to be in the gym to listen to this, like to just turn it on. That's why I listen to all my new music. It don't matter if it's slow, fast, whatever.
Yeah,
I listen.
Nuts.
Listen to all my new music at the gym.
I hate
listening
to new music in the gym.
You can't focus on what's going
on.
Yeah, you can't focus on what's
going
on.
I don't like listening to new music in the gym. If I listen to something new in the gym, it'll have to be on like the second or third run.
Really?
Yeah.
I love, like, for me, that it makes me excited to go in the morning. Like, okay, I got some new music to listen to, and I listen to it there.
Oh, that's nuts. But, shout out to Masego, man. Masego's having a hell of a year.
An amazing year.
An amazing year. 2 years, actually.
Yeah.
Everybody sampling his shit.
That's Yams?
Yeah.
Yams. Champagne Poetry, Drake. But the Yams one is big. You got this one. Now you got the remix and shit, which was trash, but...
It's a remix to it?
With
Charlie Wilson.
And Ron Isley.
What is Ron Isley? How is he singing on there? Because I don't...
I mean, it's trash. You know what I mean? You can't put no Sweet Little D on no... On the Yams, man.
But when
that's
he sang,
Charlie.
When he sang it,
that's
acapella,
what he tried to like force a sweet little thing.
But when he sang it a cappella, he sound good. That's why.
Man, them niggas can sing like that ever, anyways. I ain't never hold Charlie up there like that.
Charlie Wilson can sing.
Charlie
what are you
go.
Talking about?
Charlie can go.
Man, it was more so the band to me.
No,
that
no.
was always that's the insane. Band.
His old ass still doing outfit changes. He's like, and showing up and really sounding like the record.
Yeah, that's dope, but I ain't never. Put him as a higher. I have never put him up there like singer. I never. It was always
what?
The band. He made cocaine music to me. Like I always want to jam out. Like I didn't listen to Charlie for like what song what he ain't had no there wasn't no slow Gap Band records. So when did niggas start saying like Charlie was the supreme vocalist when he was doing Hey Girl, How You Doing?
Yeah, but
what's it? Keep on running in out of my life. What song is that? You don't know. You can't keep running in and out of my life. You don't know that. Song.
I mean, I know it, but
that was a good song. That was kind of slower.
I'm trying to think. Did he have some supreme vocals on there though?
That's what I'm saying. Like it was always the band back then.
But his voice was so strong to where like his voice was. Big and boisterous where he could have it on a huge record with a big band. So it's like you have to have a certain type of vocals to be able to do that.
Does that make him a great?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right. Man, shout out to Quees, man. He's maturing,
and he's
man.
Not. He, Quees is absolutely
But see,
not
this
a
okay, this is the argument. This
he
is
makes
the,
good music like Donnell Jones, but yes. He's not a supreme vocalist.
This is the argument that I was getting ready to come in here because I seen niggas talking shit. What king of R&B in any decade was a supreme vocalist that got hit with the king R&B tag? Please tell me.
Freaky Cuz.
I have never in my life heard somebody say R. Kelly is a great vocalist.
You don't think R. Kelly's a great vocalist?
What?
Get the fuck. R. Kelly.
I believe I can fly.
We gonna take the bullshit out of the argument, right?
No, I'm taking the bullshit.
Straight you, music.
Straight. I'm not. I'm talking about no. Not the music.
Yes.
You equating his voice to a supreme. So you putting R. Kelly with the Luthers and the Donnies and the Whitneys.
I would put him more in the Tyrese class.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all be
disrespectful. I'll put him
we
more
in the Tyrese. Tyrese. What are we talking? Bro, we see Tyrese. Tyrese is a... This is tripping.
But R. Kelly can really sing, though. I don't know why you're discrediting. Like, you're taking all of his credit away.
He
discrediting
can sing.
Him.
He can sing.
If you really
try to go behind him and sing, I Believe I Can Fly. Like if you try to sing it for yourself,
you're gonna be winded. That's a hard song to sing.
I mean, I know he, you know, he can do the happy.
No.
He got that in it. But I'm talking about pipes.
He was
like can
powerhouse
blow.
On that song. That he was a complete powerhouse on that song.
There's a reason why that song is as big as it is.
Because it was greatly written
by him.
His pen really shows when he's not talking about sex.
He can sing though. He can sing.
That's cool. I never equated R. Kelly to vocalist.
That's sing. Unfortunate.
What about Usher? No, Usher not a vocalist. No, I see a face over here.
He makes good music.
That's crazy.
He makes good music. I think he's a great vocalist for his range.
That's fair.
For his range.
That's yeah. fair. Everybody can't dunk.
Oh,
some
yeah.
niggas
I mean, really, all he got is a,
I
really,
hate, I hate.
He ain't really got nothing to showcase.
I don't like Soprano Usher. I don't like Soprano Usher.
So what came?
It's Bobby not John Brown Cleese either.
Come on, man.
That we already established that was a participation trophy.
I like
it. It was kind of like inherited.
Okay, so Bobby made good music. R. Kelly can really sing and he makes good music.
That's nuts.
If Bobby didn't get on drugs like that, I think that his career could have went way further. Because
what? He was fucked up from the beginning.
No, because he was a real performer. Like he was dancing.
He was a performer, but every little step, like now that I know, I can hear dude on the entire, like damn near the entire track.
The one that wrote it?
Every little step, Ralph. That's a lot of him and a little bit of Bobby. I don't
know, because we heard Ralph. We heard Ralph do his own thing.
No, he didn't have that, but I mean, he didn't have a full package.
What do you mean?
But Bobby couldn't sing. Bobby could not sing. So that's what I'm saying. When you talk about, it's similar to like the Supreme rap niggas can't make good music. So when we talk about the best rappers, we not really talking about the best lyrical rappers until we get to, then it becomes an argument.
Yeah, but I think rap, I think you judge rap and R&B differently, though. I don't think you judge the same. Absolutely. Because I can't say anybody. You can learn to be a good lyricist. If you study, you can learn to be a good lyricist.
Okay.
You can't learn how to sing.
That's bullshit.
You can't learn vocals.
Ashanti and Ciara saying fuck you right now.
No, they're not.
What are you talking about?
They sound fucking terrible.
Ashanti when she first
she
came
sounds
out
like
was,
Ashanti. Ashanti sounds
she
is, like Ashanti.
She sounds so much better now.
She sounds the exact same.
Come on, man.
The exact she same.
So
she sounds
better.
Like the record.
She sounds so much better.
The exact
now.
Same.
That's
I need
crazy.
You to stop. Don't sit up here and
that's
lie to
crazy.
These people. She sounds like what? Ashanti.
Can you name it? Like seriously, name me a singer who wasn't like a child. Like who wasn't like a child or like
okay.
a preteen.
Okay.
Who just over time became a better singer, who vocally became a better singer. Name me somebody. Over time. Like, this is something, I've matured, so I'm 21 plus.
I'm used to them losing their voices, not necessarily gaining one.
Because it doesn't happen. You can't learn to be a better singer.
I was going to say Justin Bieber, but he was young when
he was young when we got him.
I was going to say Marcus Houston, but he was young when
he was young when we got him.
Chris Brown, he was young too.
He was young when we got him.
He lost his though. I think Chris, early Chris had could sing. This one right here is like
Whitney I like Bob. That Breezy album. After over time,
but it's not completely. See, and this is okay. So this is the argument. This is the argument that I had when it came to Jacquees, and why I could not be mad at him for proclaiming to be the king of something. Now that he's had years and projects to build upon, right? So he got a couple mixtapes. He got 23, and then he has.
You don't remember the name of it.
I don't even remember.
That's incredible.
Yeah. You know, I never looked at the name though. That's crazy. I just press play. I don't. But that's because I don't look at album covers. I don't care about the album covers no more. I'm legit just
like you say it on like your display on your phone,
bro. When I go on Tidal, I see Jacquees. Press play.
That's insane.
That's okay. A real fan right there.
I can't even tell you the last time I looked at an album cover. Unless it's something being pushed on, like a Drake or something, maybe. Because he's the only one I like, really be pushing this shit.
I'm pretty sure out of every album you've named this year, you can tell me the title out of all of them, except Jacquees.
Man, it just came out, man. But, we sit up, we've had this conversation a few times in here about R&B artists not sticking to R&B.
Yeah.
And I feel like Jacquees has not driven off that path at all. He is strictly R&B. He has not played with the pop. He has not played with the dance. He has been straight R&B. And I haven't seen no one else go straight R&B except maybe TGT. That was the last time where I feel like I got a straight R&B record. Through and through. Except ain't no fun. But through and through, that's the last R&B record I feel like I listened to or I've heard.
I don't know. I feel like that's unfair to like the Lucky Days. And
Lucky Day? Did we review the song with him and Dirk?
Okay, because he had one rap.
Okay, he did the feature? One. He did the song with Dirk.
Jacquees don't have no rap features?
No, that was a up-tempo record. That was an up-tempo record. that record he did with Dirk wasn't up-tempo?
But we're making concessions for him though.
Who? I'm talking about Lucky Day. Not he has it hasn't been strictly R&B. It has not.
Okay, so TGT, you just said ain't no fun. Ain't that no was fun. One. So you can't have one up tempo record?
No, I'm saying through and through. That was the
they
last
Black
time.
Tie. So why he can't have Lil Durk?
Black Tie wasn't on them records.
I think it was on the first record.
He was on Ain't No Fun.
And don't take it wrong. Baby, nah, then don't take about, it wrong.
That's not Black Tie.
He was on Ain't No Fun, though.
Black Tie is on Take It Wrong.
That's not Black Tie. That's Problem.
I thought Black Tie was rapping.
He's on Take It Wrong. Problem is on Ain't No Fun.
That's Problem on Ain't No Fun.
But Black Tie is on the number one, the first record that when you turn it on. That's crazy. What? That shit is hard.
What, Take It Wrong? I do listen to Take It Wrong. You're right.
Take It Wrong is hard. I listen to the rap,
too. I do listen to Take It Wrong.
I like Take It Wrong.
Why are you listening to the rap?
Like, shit, that record hard. But other than that, like, I haven't listened to more. We Her. That was damn near a mixtape with rappers on it. Alex Isley, not big enough yet.
But she's still putting out pieces of work that's strictly R&B.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but we talking about the Kane.
What about the Xavier Omars? Like you,
I heard a song from him. I haven't gotten to him yet. Kevin Ross though.
But see, that's unfair because there's a whole underground like of R&B.
Well, okay, so like, okay, so let me say,
Jacquees ain't really singing.
Let me say mainstream. The niggas that really sing, ain't nobody checking for them.
But they should be, and you do. So it's like you listen to these people. So for you to say that. That they don't even exist, and you enjoy their music thoroughly. Okay. That's kind of fucked up.
Okay, so let me preface it by saying mainstream. Then, on a mainstream level, what artist that you know of has been sticking straight to R&B? The closest is Lucky Day, and he's at this point he's playing with it. Who else? Neo gone. He comes back. He comes home sometimes.
I'm not never listening to Neo.
That's
so I don't
crazy,
know. I can't even tell you on that one.
You can't even think of no more. Trey, but Trey got issues.
Trey is a monster.
Can't believe what Trey say, because Trey out here beat bitches up, but he love
him
on the track.
What's wrong
with him? And then Trey and then Trigger. But if he stay with Trey, it'll be a problem. Trigger fucks up his shit.
He unhinged right now.
I don't know what Trey.
He needs to go check himself in somewhere.
Chris Brown. I mean... He kind of plays with all genres.
He does both. Yeah, he does a little bit of everything.
No one is sticking straight to R&B, so when he says, I'm the king of R&B, you got to respect it. One of the pillars of R&B, both singing and pen game, just dropped an album. It was...
Who?
Rapping B.
Who?
Your boy, Tank.
Oh, yeah, that was... He tries. I think he's just gotten stuck in the same song over and over again.
I think he's midlife crisis. Like I don't want to be seen as the old guy. Like I want.
But you are the old guy.
Be the old guy.
That sucks. That sucks because why can't what? I feel like Tank is one of the ones who got caught on the back end where these niggas don't know if they want to be rappers or singers. But we, for the most part, for R&B, we've allowed the legends to like age gracefully. Smokey gonna die on the stage. Ron Isley and them is still performing. Frankie Beverly don't even have a voice no more.
But that's because they have embraced being old.
Be the old guy.
Have they embraced
being old, or do they put on a great show?
I think it's a combination of both.
Both.
So it's like the whole character that, especially with Ron Isley, the whole character of Mr. Big, like that was created for him to be an old rich guy or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, he kind of played off of that persona and it worked for them. So it's like if you embrace the age that you are instead of trying to reinvent yourself to be younger.
Yes.
That's where you mess up at.
I think the difference between, I think like all the artists you just named, they all use live instrumentation.
Yes.
Right? So it's easier to put on a full live show if you're using live instruments, because I think the older generation, they appreciate live music more. So you trying to embrace a younger crowd, I don't think it's going to, in the long run, it's not going to work. Like be the old guy singing about love, because you singing about fucking and sitting on my face. 10 years from now, your fans that show up to your concerts is gonna be like, "Really? Is that what your music is about?" Yeah, I get it. You know what I mean?
And then you gotta realize that your fan base is getting older with you. So it's like, why not make age appropriate music?
What are you talking about? Ron Isley is the plug. What are we talking about?
I didn't even listen to that shit. That was so gross.
That shit was cringe.
He need R. Kelly to write him some stuff from the jail and send it to him. Because who did that? Why would they do that to him?
Was that Future?
Nah, it's 2 Chainz.
Jesus. Was it really?
Oh, that record?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 2 Chainz. Shout out to 2 Chainz.
Yeah, that was absolutely.
All money ain't good money, man.
That was very cringy. I thought it was a joke when I saw it on TikTok. Because, you know, and I was like, wow. This is what we've come to.
As long as it's a one-off. If you ain't make no whole album, go have fun. Go have fun. I ain't mad at you having fun.
Bro, he's had it hit in every decade.
Where's his hit now? Because that ain't the one.
He had no one.
He got the joint with Make Her Say It Again with Beyonce.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, yeah. You're right.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Yeah, Make Him Say It Again.
He redid it with Beyonce on it.
What song is this? Where's this at?
This was a week after Renaissance. Nigga, if that ain't marketing, whoever decided to drop that.
I hear about it.
Wasn't it her?
I thought it was her record.
He hadn't had a hit since Contagious, right? That was the last hit. That was like late 90s.
Contagious was 2000s.
Was it?
Yeah, and then when was the JS shit? That was mid 2000s. Remember? Yeah. He had the JS joints.
Didn't he end up marrying the girl?
He married one of the girls. He didn't have nothing to do with that.
No, he wasn't in it.
No, I think that was...
I feel like they did a song together.
That was Kells.
Yeah. Because that was his group. JS was his group.
I don't know if he got a 2000s hit, but I got to check it out.
Yeah, it's been a minute for Ron. Mm-hmm. But the music you made early on was good enough for you to continue to tour. Even though I don't got no hit, no recent hit, but I've done enough early on in my career where I continue to make a living on stage.
You can go anywhere.
People still want to see you.
70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s.
And go get a bag on stage. Like, I have that fear for Tank. Like I said, 10 years from now, it's going to be like, We don't want to, at 50, at, you know, we're approaching 40. I'm approaching 40.
Yeah, like
at 50, I don't want to hear about
it. It's like of when we fuck.
Yeah.
It's like with Tank. With,
I'm not fucking no more. I can't relate to this no
it's
more.
Like, it's like with Tank, right? With Tank, I always I look at him like a LeBron figure because he's that talented to me, right? But when we look at LeBron, I always felt like when his skills to start, when he was getting older and his skills start to deteriorate, he wouldn't be able to do as much. Cause he ain't really got no jump shot, and he really ain't got no one on one game, right? So with Tank, I'm like, well, what happens when you decide you can't take your shirt off no more? Because niggas wasn't fucking with that I'm a Star album, and I love that album. I can't believe niggas didn't like that album. Mm-mm. Was Stronger on it?
Oh no,
I'm not. Man, that's crazy, man.
I
couldn't fuck
with it. I liked Tank's music that's outside of the sex music, because like really I feel like he didn't really completely jump off that porch. Like he did, he has a bunch of music about sex, but like he took it to another level when we came out.
There's been no turning back.
And all of his record, the majority of it's been extremely sex driven since then.
But as big as that record is and was, it's kind of hard when you finally find something that works. To say I'm gonna deviate from it,
I get that part of it. I get that part of it, right? But when are you going to embrace being the old guy? At some point, you have to, because like you're not gonna be able to take your shirt off no more.
Look, I listened to Lil Wayne say Weezy F and the F is for like 3-4 years. If I can get through that, I can get through Tank making sex music. I may tease him for it, but it don't bother me.
Okay, so do you want to go to a concert in 2025 and see Weezy with the dreads falling off?
I went to a Corey Holcomb concert, and his audience was growing with him. Now, a few people.
That's comedy. Completely different realm.
Yeah, that's different.
Is it?
Comedy and rap? Absolutely. Absolutely.
I've been to Cork
and
Thorn,
and I've seen what happens when R. Kelly played on. I'm looking at the older people in there. I'm looking at.
We're talking about Lil Wayne. You said Lil Wayne.
Well, Lil Wayne, I think hip-hop has passed him by anyways.
Okay.
But I'm saying as far as R&B goes, there's a little grace there because at the end of the day, it's still about the tempo. And if that shit makes you feel sexy, it makes you feel sexy regardless of your
age. But
it
doesn't. And see, that's the thing with the music that he's making. It doesn't make you feel sexy. It's giving like old uncle trying to be young sexy. Like, it's not, it's gross.
R. Kelly was in his 50s talking about Mary.
Yeah, but
pussy.
He was, no, that was not good. That was not a good album. That album was terrible.
You didn't hear nobody talking about
talking
Mary
about
the
on
Pussy.
Black Panties?
Yes.
That was the worst. That was disgusting. That was nasty uncle at the picnic trying to talk to your best friend. That's gross.
I didn't listen, so I don't know.
You didn't listen to that one? You was already on your.
TP3 was it.
Yeah,
TB3 was shaky too.
That's when I walked out. I walked out the door.
Is that the one where he's standing on the rock? Yeah.
That's crazy that we had a whole discussion about Tank. I wasn't prepared for that one. you know, we got this court case going on that's kind of splitting up the black community again. And
what don't split the black community at this
bro,
point?
Bro, everything. God damn it, man. You know what I'm saying? And I'm fascinated by this shit. I ain't really, you know what I'm saying? I'm kind of fascinated by it. I'm not going to lie. This is an awesome.
So you tapped
fucking,
in.
This is an awesome. I'm not really tapped in. I'm reading the tweets like everybody else is, but I'm not watching them. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know. How y'all feel about it?
I'm not paying no attention to it.
Zero?
Boy, nigga tried to have a conversation with me about that case yesterday. I threw that nigga so many. That's crazy. He kept talking. I'm like, he not picking up on it.
Yeah,
for real, that's crazy.
Yeah.
No, nothing? All right.
Yeah, I kind of been scrolling past it. Yeah, because at this point, it just feels like a big, like a charade or something. You know what I mean? Like a mockery. The whole situation. With her going on the Gayle lying, girl, then you have to get on there and testify that you did lie. Y'all was fucking, which we all knew. I don't even know why she went and told that lie on tape anyway.
We saw it on Instagram Live.
Yeah. I didn't think it would open up the can of worms that it did though.
About the Ben Simmons and all that. Yeah.
Yeah, because it basically by putting her sex life out there, you're displaying motive. Mm-hmm. Like,
agreed.
How many times are you gonna keep fucking behind this girl before it kind of flips out?
Mm. Oh, so they've had been sharing men.
Yeah, Ben Simmons,
the baby,
and Tori.
Oh yeah, she shot her.
And then
the
stylist was like, when Tori came into Kylie's joint, Kylie was fucking with him.
Jenner?
Yeah, he went into Kylie's joint and Meg and Kelsey were both happy to see him. And then slowly but surely,
the alcohol.
Meg started to, you know what I'm saying? And so.
She started to what?
Be all over
very
him.
Agitated.
Mm. Why? Because he was hanging out with Kylie?
More than likely.
I thought her and old boy had got back together, no?
I don't know.
Not
I wasn't,
by then.
I wasn't there, bro. I wasn't there, you know what I'm saying? But obviously, you know how the internet is. And that was my first thing, like. They're putting her sex life out there because it's kind of like if the defense is saying that Kelsey shot this girl,
it makes
you're putting
sense.
The motive out there now.
Yeah, you gotta
plus the
smoke.
Dude, the neighbor, whoever they was saying they was out there scrapping.
Yeah, because why do you keep fucking everybody I'm fucking? That's mm-mm. We supposed to be best friends.
Unless y'all sharing them on purpose.
Now, that's a different story, but clearly they wasn't sharing them on purpose.
Unless... we're sharing them on purpose, and you thought the nigga was going to come back over here, and you got jealous that he didn't.
Yeah. And then mm-hmm. now, you know what I'm saying? I think Kelsey is in there either in a relationship or married with the niggas from her old label that she been fighting with. It's just ugly, man.
She do music?
She had put that diss record out.
She put a diss record out.
Like,
but
right
she,
when it happened.
She's either married or in a relationship with the dude that Meg has been fighting to get out of that contract. For years now.
Okay.
So
how they even friends then?
Right.
Shit kind of hit the fan probably. I don't know. Shit probably hit the fan.
That's crazy.
But
everything I know about this case I learned today when I was watching Fucker Algorithm. Outside of that, I don't know.
Yeah, but it's crazy now how the system works now and shit. But like the journalists and all them, they're like tweeting and blogging through the case and shit. So that's how everybody is getting it.
That's what's been turning me off completely because I'm not reading 25 tweets.
I see the one
play
the one,
by play.
It's like I don't know what he is, but it's like a Indian guy.
Yeah.
I see the video. I don't stop and watch him, but I see him like every day.
Yeah, because he wrap it up in like 4 minutes and shit.
I did see that they wrapped the trial up today and they did their closing argument. So hopefully the next before Christmas,
we'll know.
We have a verdict.
But the nigga walked in. The driver walked in. Today, he's the only one that ain't testified. Really, outside of Tori. Yeah.
Did they ever find the bodyguard?
He was missing? He's kicking it.
They said he was missing.
He was never missing. He's kicking it in wherever the World Cup was.
So did he ever testify? Or
no, he's not back yet.
Oh.
But the case is over.
How
it's a wrap.
Up without him, though?
It's been a shit show. It's either going to be a mistrial or it's going to be not guilty. It can't be. It's been a straight shit show. But it has been entertaining, and that's what we like, unfortunately. But what I don't like is, like, when this all seeps back to the timeline.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, although I know how to turn this shit off, the timeline is, like, can have dire consequences.
Yeah. Mm. And it just keeps going and going and going.
I mean, because it's hard, like, you know what I'm saying? Y'all kind of, like, put y'all selves, well, I'm going to say y'all, but I'm going to say it's some women out there.
What?
It's some women out there that put themselves in a corner with the Protect Black Woman shit, and they refuse to be like,
Well, it kind of depends on, like, what social media platform you're on. If you're on Twitter, you know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
It's full-blown male bashing. Protect Black women at all costs, even if they lying about. That's what Twitter is.
But
you know, that's what you're gonna get there.
Me and you have had this argument before. before, but I feel like, why do black women turn into white women when they're having a disagreement with a black man?
Oh.
What do you mean?
With the name calling. Everything that y'all don't like to be called, y'all call us. So when a black man, when a black man is angry, y'all call him aggressive. Now the new word, when a black man is expressing his concern, is sassy.
Mm.
How the fuck do you even fight back? How, like, what do you say?
That's a crazy. That's a cold word to be called, sassy.
And black women cannot stand it. Like, how does that work?
I don't know. Well, I guess that's the designated black woman in the room. I don't know. I guess we say what is going to hurt us to y'all. I don't know. Shit, I don't know.
Hurt people.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't know.
That's the same. Because I always used to see, like I said before, like, women love sticking up for gay people until a straight black man make them mad. That's the first thing they go to, is he must be gay. Like, well, I thought y'all like gay people, and then that'd be the first attack every single time. Where's Dick Little?
But that's when you don't have absolutely nothing else to say. Like, you don't have any other cards to throw out there. It's like, oh, you must be gay. That's
so now it's like, okay, well, I'm gonna point out this some bullshit you said. Now I'm sassy. Like, it's, you still low key calling me gay.
Protecting my manhood. Or whatever you think my manhood is.
Yeah.
And that's trash.
I mean, because what is the best way to get you upset? Like, to really reel it in? Like, if you...
But why does it have to go there just because I'm saying something that you don't agree with?
Now I'm gonna status quo? Because now I'm going to go for the jugular. I don't have nothing else to say. So now I'm going to say, nigga, you sassy. Pull your panties out your butt. Like, all that.
That is insane.
That's crazy.
What kind of panties you got on tonight?
That is insane.
I'm just saying, I'm speaking hypothetically.
Black women be getting away with a lot, man.
This is hypothetical.
Black women be getting away with a lot.
Mm.
A lot.
Why does it have to be just black women, though? Like,
because I'm talking about what I'm in. I can't speak on Mexicans. I can't speak on white folks. I'm not in those communities. But what I'm seeing now, it's looking kind of crazy. Because, in my opinion, I feel like black women are always fast to be on the forefront of some shit. And y'all been taking major L's. Like, big ones, too. I still ain't forgot about Jussie.
Hey, that's a black woman.
Niggas wasn't shit when it came to Jussie. We ain't shit. We don't... It's we selective on our protection. We don't protect gay homies. None of that.
Yeah, that was not the majority of black women, though. Because I didn't even agree with that. I, for one, I definitely was not on the Jussie bandwagon. So I can't even speak on that.
Were you on the Megan bandwagon?
I wasn't really. Well, honestly, at the beginning, I think a lot of us was. He was on the Megan bandwagon at the beginning. So it wasn't just black women. Like, we didn't know. We like, damn, this nigga shot her. Like, yeah. You know, it came out that way. The way it came out. Everybody was like, oh, fuck Tory, we're not listening to his music. And then the story started to fall apart. I side with what seems to be the truth for me.
No matter what side.
So I'm not, whether it's men or women, if you seem like you bullshitting, I'm like, nah, I don't know about that. And then I'm done with it.
Shout out to Malcolm, man. I'm for truth no matter who it comes from.
Mm.
But absolutely. It's just why we got to be on the forefront and why we can't take the, let me sit back. Watch approach. Let me sit back and observe approach. Even when we decide to take that approach, it's like, oh, we're not protecting.
Yeah.
Black women.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that's trash, man.
I wouldn't be mad at it. I wouldn't be mad at women for feeling that way if once the truth came out, it'd be like, oh, well, y'all were right for not jumping out off the porch. But it's never that. It's just like, oh.
And then, you know, not to flip sides, but since we own this and we was talking about the sassy And I know me and shout out to John, man. Me and him had a back and forth some months ago. I'm really starting to have a dislike when it comes to real feminine gay men. The ones that mock black women. Mm. And they get away with it because...
Like Saucy Santana.
Oh, that's a nigga.
Yeah, that's but a he's nigga
that
kind
got hands. But
yeah, I mean,
but like what, that though, like
so just because he's a like that doesn't mean that he wouldn't have.
Okay, so remember the okay, so remember like, the he had made a statement like kind of like black gay men rerun things, and without us, women wouldn't know what to. Black women wouldn't know what to do.
Mm.
That was kind of his words, but wasn't his words, right? Mm-hmm. And so. When it comes to men, and I see it all the time, either on timelines or actually in person, when a black man has when he has something to say bad about a black woman, it's always, why are you speaking for black women? Why are you always talking about black women? You gay? What do we got to do with you? You know what I mean? All of these things, but you allow real feminine black men to mock you. And y'all look at, in a lot of black women almost look at him as a teacher. Like, everything he's saying is right because he's super feminine. I don't understand it.
Mm.
I don't understand it. I don't get it.
And it's a lot. It's an abundance of them. They're in abundance. The Rolling Rays, the Saucy Santanas, a few others.
I feel like they just fit into their, like, cult, like their genre of people, their culture or whatever. Because I don't really feel like they influence black, like real black women. Not real black women. Damn, I don't even know what words to pick. But like just a regular black woman. I'm not looking at fucking Rolling Ray for no tips. I'm not looking at Saucy Santana for no fucking tips on nothing in life. To me, that's like a jigaboo. I mean, I hate to use that word, but it's like a jigaboo.
A jigaboo.
No, for real. Like that ain't what.
Do you look at men like that? Like, do you look at them like one of the girls?
No.
Okay. This was the quote, and it was actually at a concert. He says, "One time for the LGBT in this bitch, because I want you to know, gays run the motherfucking world." When these hoes need their hair done, they call it gays. When them hoes need a stylist, they call the motherfucking gays.
No, because when the hoes like need their
motherfucking face done, they call the motherfucking gays.
Not unless you want to look like a drag queen.
When your dog ass baby daddy wearing your ass out, you need advice, you call the motherfucking gays, because we the motherfucking blueprint in this bitch. End quote.
Yeah, okay. Mm. And you feel like y'all, black women, are following that. Get the fuck out of here. No.
Is there some credibility to what he's saying?
No. I'm not running to no gay man to do my makeup. I don't want to look like a drag queen. Like, I don't want them big old hard wigs. Like, come on now. No, it's not true. And I'm not taking away from, you know, from all the male makeup artists and hairstylists. However, that's not the truth. That's not the truth.
You don't think so?
No. And that's probably why he got so much backlash behind it. Because absolutely not.
Hey, that stylist might be up there.
The hairdresser one is definitely somewhat true. There's some truth there. Shit, ain't Meg stylist?
Yes. Yeah.
They all use the same stylist.
That's a 6'4" nigga. Jesus. I didn't know he was that. I was like, God damn. That's a tall ass dude, man. God damn. But yeah, man, I don't know.
I think it's unfortunate, you know, that that's how y'all feel. It makes you, you know, upset being cis black men and feeling like you have to, you know, defend your manhood and not be sassy. But I just feel like things like that don't apply to my how I live, how we live. That's like internet shit. Those are internet fighting words. Like, it's not, I don't feel like that's something that we're really dealing with in real life.
You don't think women legitimately feel that way?
I mean, I feel like anytime you're in a heated argument and you don't have anything else to say, you have nothing else to say to this person, and they may be 100% right, That's the last thing that you're going to say is, oh, you're sassy. Get out your feelings or try to flip it. And yeah, that's just human nature. Like, God, y'all try to flip it too and tell people to get out your feelings and all that. So it's not just women.
What can we say, though?
What do you mean? What can you say?
We call you a bitch.
That's it. That's it.
That's really, y'all can hit us.
So, I mean, y'all sassy, can attack us. I feel like sassy is equivalent to you're a bitch. Like, it's kind of hand in hand. How is it not? How is it not?
Because y'all call each other, because women call each other bitches. So the punch ain't.
Not every woman calls each other bitches. Like, you're throwing out major stereotypes, dude.
I'm not speaking in absolutes, man. I'm not.
That's not what all women do.
I'm some banal. Okay. I'm not speaking in absolutes.
Enough to
call each other bitches. So when a man says it, it ain't really.
It's different when it comes to it's different.
A nigga ain't calling
you sassy.
There's
different levels of bitch. Now, if you like, oh, that's my bitch, or bitch, that's you playing, you having fun. But if you calling her a bitch aggressively, y'all arguing at that point. That's a totally different bitch at that point. Totally. Now, yeah,
that's
it
an
is.
Aggressive bitch.
If it's coming from a man in an aggressive, we're arguing and you're calling me a bitch, this is not a term of endearment. It's the same way with the word nigga. Like, you know, if somebody is, if that's your friend saying nigga to you, or if it's somebody that's calling you a nigger with a hard ER, it's a totally different thing.
I'm not disagreeing with that.
It's different.
I mean,
We don't have as much ammo, though. Like, you call a woman a bitch. You call her.
How much ammo is sassy and gay? And you know you're not a gay man.
Bitch ass nigga.
You know you're not a gay man.
A woman can.
You know you're not sassy.
A woman can attack our manhood, our fatherhood, and all the other hoods in one punch.
And men don't attack women's motherhood?
It don't really.
Come on now.
I mean, that doesn't. I can say you a bad mom and you be like, all right, I'm finna go get my babies and we gone. And they gonna walk right behind your ass. That shit don't mean nothing. You can. A woman already thinks that we ain't a good father unless they say so anyways. But they hold
the. That's not true. That's not true.
Most women.
Y'all are full of shit today.
Most women.
Is some bullshit.
Most women. Okay, so come on, man. We gonna act.
Are we?
Most women.
Most.
Feel like they hold the power to say if a man is a good father or not. Not the kid, her.
No, y'all make it that way, though.
You
make it that way because a lot of men give up. A lot of men give up and allow the mother to have sole power over everything. They be like, okay, well, fuck it. I'm going to be a weekend dad. You can do whatever you want to do. And then they have the sole power to say whether or not you are a good father or not.
Is there any what are the other options, though? A man can't take the kid and say, oh, you be a weekend mom.
Why can't he? I know a lot of weekend moms.
He can.
I know women that would prefer to be weekend moms.
Every male is not built to go through that system.
Okay, so whose fault is that?
Why do we gotta go to war for some shit that ain't? Why?
Go pick them up.
Come on.
Go pick them up. And keep them at your house.
I think
there's no court order in effect. I'm not understanding.
It would help if you remove the stigmas that would hinder men from doing stuff. Like, so if I'm a single mother, I can go get TAMF, I can go get food stamps, I can go get housing, I can get all these things. I'm not looked at as less of a mother for having these help systems.
Yes, you are.
No, I don't believe so. I don't believe
you are. And I know plenty of single fathers that have those same exact things. They have those same exact things.
And if you have them, you're looking at him as less than a man because
how
you have
do you even know that he has them?
Most men don't because we don't. If you get that kind of help, you don't say nothing.
But they do though, and they don't talk about it with y'all. They don't tell their friends that they on welfare
because
but they do.
There's a lot of women
don't say that they are either. But
yes,
there
they
is
do.
Benefits.
What?
Yes, they do. When
where
they,
do you talk? Where do you think buying food stamps came from?
What the fuck are you talking about? What are you talking about?
When I know people who work for housing, and when they be like, and I see constantly people saying, when is the housing list going to open up? I've never seen a man ask that.
I've seen that on the timeline.
All the time.
And in person.
When is the housing list gonna open back up? It's closed.
Yeah, because usually they have the children when they're asking that.
And chicks.
And why don't men? You guys should speak up. If y'all want some free housing, then go and ask.
I would love a $17 apartment.
Well, then why don't you
brick
go
walls
apply?
And all.
Go apply.
I want to.
Ask.
I can't.
Why?
Because if I walk in here with these brick walls, y'all gonna know this nigga got housing.
I ain't never
and,
in a, I ain't,
but see, but it's nothing. When y'all see the when y'all see women with the brick walls. You know that they got housing too. So what you create the stigma. You don't like it. You say it's not fair. It's a double standard, blah, blah, blah. But you're accepting it and you're saying it's okay for women. You make it okay.
No, that ain't Section 8.
I didn't say it was
that's,
okay.
That's like,
yeah, you are.
That's
basically
like continuation school housing with the brick walls. Section 8, you getting into real nice houses.
Now you can get
shit.
A real nice
okay,
house.
Okay, well, go apply.
Come on, man. That's not. When, okay, when in the history of food stamps have you ever said, have you ever seen a man say, I'm selling food stamps? With pride.
Not with pride, but I've seen it.
Exactly.
I have never seen a... Can you count on one hand?
I can count on one hand.
I ain't never seen a man say, I got $250 worth of food stamps.
I had a man tell me that he knows how to work the system because he had full custody of his two daughters. So why go to work if I can just go and collect this check? I've had a man tell me that specifically.
That's crazy.
So don't act like they don't exist.
Can you count on one hand?
But now you speaking in absolutes. I'm not.
I'm just saying that it does happen. And I know that he's not an anomaly. I know he's not the only person that has done that.
I mean, real ass nigga give a fuck about it. You know
okay,
what
well, all right then. What is
it? There's some city boys out
then.
Here, but not all of them coming up like that.
Because y'all don't want to. You can't sit up there and holler about it not being the same, that women get all these benefits if you're not going out and applying. If you're not taking on the kids full time, if you're not going to stand in line or whatever the procedure is now, I don't know what it is, then that's your fault.
A man cannot go up to a judge or a system and say, Your Honor, I am struggling. I have no money, but I am a good father. A man cannot do that. A woman can go up to a judge and say, Your Honor, I'm struggling. I have no money, but I'm a great mother.
Who has custody of the kids?
The woman will.
No, I'm saying the man or the woman.
The judge will be like, hey, man, how many hours you work a week? You know what I'm
saying? No. If you have full custody of the kids as the father, and you don't have any money or any...
How many men do you know have full... That is a... You almost got to catch her on methamphetamines to get full custody.
Okay, but
now.
It does happen. It happens. It does happen.
You have to go to the extreme, though. All a woman has to do is say, all we have to do is break up and she getting her feelings. I get child support and all this other shit.
Yeah, because you leave the kids. You leave them there with her. You don't take the kids with you. You don't be like, you know what?
I'm leaving you
and I'm taking my kids, too. Yes, you can. She don't have a court order. Get the fuck. She don't have a court order.
That's not how
and they've
works.
Lived in the house with both of you all their entire lives. You mean that you don't have the equal amount? Boy, get the fuck out of here.
Hey,
you're
man,
lazy.
Hey, man, don't.
Lazy.
Hey, man, what the people, what the youngsters
That's not
say,
how that works.
What the youngsters
okay.
say, hey, man, don't fumble the bag, man.
That's not
the
how that
bags
works.
Ain't going nowhere.
Okay.
That's not how that works. In real life, as somebody who's been through it, it's not that simple.
So you weren't able to take your kids with you?
No. I had to go fight for my kids. I had to go fight. And I put up a hell of a fight, and I got exactly what I wanted out of it.
All my life.
Damn it! No, you know it actually was a lot smooth. It was smoother than I would say most people have that go through the situation.
It's a lot,
but it was you know it wasn't
a cakewalk.
That's
the thing. It's always a lot.
It's just a lot.
No, those are your fucking kids. So
you
should do what you have to do to get your kids.
Stand
if that's
up
the
around
case.
All these niggas, and you gotta fucking present your case in front of a bunch of like. In front of a bunch of motherfuckers that it's just like motherfuckers think this shit is just like
it's cold. And it's cold when you see a nigga you know walking down that hallway. It's like, hey man,
hey man, she tripping, man.
Keep your head up, brother. That's all I can tell a nigga, man. Oh, you in here too, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, man. Like this shit ain't just like no one-on-one shit. Like nigga, this is just niggas hella people up in this motherfucking courtroom, man. I gotta tell my business, man. What?
The mediation shit is wild though.
Mediation is fucked.
Cause it's like it's what $500 a session.
It's fucked up.
And the father, from my understanding, has to pay that shit.
Yes, And you, it ain't like you get to touch a kid. You get to watch him from the window.
I had to pay $500 to have a talk with you.
Yeah.
Who has like who's doing
or
that?
Y'all could be civil adults and just.
It's not on us.
Yeah, it is on y'all.
Do you think?
Did you have to do that in every case that you? No.
Hey man, I was slinging.
Exactly. Exactly. You didn't have to do that. No, the very last one, it was just a smooth 50-50 and was done.
I didn't have to do it either. But that's what I was told though. Like niggas was like every time I go see.
Well, you talking like you just pay $500.
I'm speaking. I'm the voice of the people right now.
See now, be quiet.
I'm speaking for
no.
Because I'm speaking for somebody that actually been through it.
But you ain't spent $500.
I didn't know because I didn't have to.
So then,
if I would have had to though, I would have though.
But you did.
I don't know where it would have came from.
You didn't do that though. That was not your.
But it happens though.
Okay. It happens in my case too. That I said that men also go to and get welfare and all.
How often?
It happens often. It happens often.
Do you personally know?
I personally know.
Outside of that one person?
I personally know some men that have had custody of their kids and were on welfare. Okay.
Well, shout out to them, man. If so.
Okay.
Because that shit ain't for everybody. That shit ain't for everybody.
No. That's a full-time job,
and when
too.
A motherfucker go through it, then he'd be like, I can see why niggas give up. I can see. This is fucked up.
It is. And Nevada is one of the more father-friendly states, and it's still
and
fucked
it's
up.
Still here. Hard.
Yeah.
Well, hey, if you want to be a deadbeat, then just be a deadbeat.
See?
That's nuts.
There you go.
So you
fight for your kids.
You
I don't get
called
it.
Her sassy. You just called her sassy.
Okay, if that's
fast.
What I didn't call
fast.
You sassy,
her
but if you're feeling
people.
A little, you know, sassy, then hey,
that's crazy.
That's how you feeling. But I never even use that word. I hear the kids use
it's
it.
Tone.
It's my tone. So why are y'all attacking me at this point?
Oh, we ain't attacking. We just having a conversation. You the token woman.
clearly, I'm the designated black woman, angry one,
no.
Aggressive.
See, now those are your
words.
Oh, okay, yeah. All
you're being very stereotypical.
Mm. Yeah, okay.
All right. Oh man, shout out to SO, man. Shout out to the homie SO, man. This have y'all been following this Master P shit?
A little bit.
That's sad. I did kind of go down a
rabbit hole on
that.
I wasn't sad. No. Fuck that nigga.
Who, Master P or
no,
Romeo?
Why is it fuck Romeo?
Are you speaking from a dad's perspective? Or?
Fuck yeah. I got like what's 50 Cent son vibes?
Marquise,
like bitch ass nigga, the audacity.
I was mostly on Romeo's side until
he brought up the being broke.
No, OG commented on SO post, and he kind of was breaking down like if you don't like Romeo saying he didn't get any money from those album sales, but if he didn't write any of it or produce any of it, like you really aren't.
You're not gonna get anything from that.
I'm like, okay, that makes sense.
But on top of that. Because he's he was a child rapper, how much of that shit was actually, like, come on.
I mean, honestly.
The nigga wasn't super commercial.
But when you think about it, like.
Kinda, he had a song with Solange.
He was kind of
his
commercial.
His first song had a Jackson 5 sample. Let's just start there.
I can't name you
even,
no Romeo music.
I just feel like for Master P, I kind of feel like, all right, you put him out there as an artist and everything. Even Nas put his daughter as an executive producer on his album. Like, she's still getting some money. Like, he couldn't get even a credit? He couldn't get nothing?
What is there to get?
What do you mean?
That's like...
At least put it there so that he'll be like,
bro,
okay, well, I had...
Master P is
like,
the,
even if it's not
Master
selling...
Master P is the epitome of I'm putting you on. He is like motherfucking Keenan Ivory to me. He put his whole fucking family on. Them niggas sucked. He put, including Romeo. Them niggas was garbage.
But they were selling at the time.
Yeah, but he was putting
we
out.
We were buying it for the artwork, even for the music.
He was putting out like 19 records a fucking week. Like, let's be honest here.
And people were buying them like collector's items back then. So.
Okay, but we don't know. We don't know what his deals was. And... Now that we know a little bit about finances, and we know he stay hustling, they say all the hustlers stay broke because they steady investing their money and shit. But at some point, Romeo is what, 34? 34, 33,
I think they said.
What the fuck do you want? What the fuck do you want? What Tubi movies have you done that's going to make you super fucking profitable? Yeah, you was pit against Bow Wow when you was a young kid. But in no way was you as commercially popular as Bow Wow.
No, he had some commercial success.
But he had didn't he have a show too? Wasn't he?
He had a show like Nickelodeon. He was in Honey as a kid.
He had a few places.
When you talk about young child rappers, it was Bow Wow on a 100 level, and then it was him. It was only two. Come on, man. It was only two.
And then he went to US fucking. Come on, bro. What are we talking about?
He went to USC because DeMar DeRozan went to USC.
They were
a package.
This is because me and her had this argument all the time, right? Me and her had this argument all the time when it comes to the fucking kids.
Oh, God. I don't know. No. Go ahead.
This is why, like we've argued sometimes, these kids don't know what it feels like to be in the trenches. They don't know what it feels like. So now when you got to go out and get it on your own without pops, you don't know what the fuck to do.
I agree with that.
You don't know what the fuck to do.
I agree with that, but I feel like Master P extended his shelf life by having a young son. I extended my time in the spotlight by having...
Did he?
I believe so. I think so.
He had... First of all, my money ain't got nothing to do with you anyways. Even if you are my son, there is no telling what Romeo's budget was and how over or under it was. But I know he wasn't super commercial. I know he wasn't. But he had a young Mystical. He had a young Snoop.
Snoop was that young.
He was kind of young.
He was very young. Snoop went to No Limit when he was like 97?
97, 98?
It's a young Snoop. He's still in his 20s.
Probably his 30s.
What? He only put out one album on Death Row. You know that on Death Row. Well, two. But by the second one, he was gone.
What about the Eastsiders? Where's that at?
I don't know. I think that was on Priority, maybe?
I know that was before. That was before after Death Row, though. Okay. So two. Okay.
But I'm having success with other artists. You was kind of like, I'm just putting you on. He put you on. He put his sorry ass brother on. He put the whole... I fuck with Murder. See, Murder's the best one to me. But he put his whole fucking family on. And the trashiest part about it is that didn't Master P just lost his daughter?
Yeah.
So he was literally just reaching out to somebody because of that situation. That's super trash.
Which that's what Romeo was saying, though, is that his kids were, you know, struggling with suicide and mental illness and all kinds of stuff like that. And for him to extend his condolences to someone that he didn't even know was kind of a slap in the face, is how it started. And then at the end of the day, Master P flipped it into, oh, so it's about money. You know, it wasn't really.
I thought it was Romeo who brought the money up. He said
he said that they were broke or whatever, and then like that he didn't do anything for them after they turned 18 and all that stuff, which is entitlement. Which is entitlement. I do agree with that.
Isn't that part of being a parent though? To set your kids up. Isn't that the goal as a parent?
I would think so.
To set your kids up to where they
sometimes that's not always it doesn't always happen that way. And then on top of that, the flip side of me trying to set you up is the fact that dad can't be there.
I agree with that.
So it's like niggas wait until they get super motherfucking, nigga, you got the nice houses. You going to the nice schools. But the flip side of that is pops ain't here. Where the fuck mom's at?
Cooling. Mom's at home.
Aren't they
cool.
married?
Yeah, like what the? You know what I mean? Like if I'm out,
ain't got no money.
But if I'm out hustling, like come on, man.
His dad got all the money.
Wait, Master P still with Romeo Ma?
I think. I don't know. Shit, I don't know.
Oh, that's nuts.
But
I thought they was.
If I lost a daughter to suicide and I'm reaching out to somebody, why is my 30 fucking 3-year-old son then going on the internet to blast me? The only hiccup in this situation, I feel, is Master P having to respond and then having a cereal box next to him. I didn't even listen to what the nigga said. That shit was so nasty.
He had the cereal box and his big ugly shoes. That's insane.
That was nasty. Word.
And he said he said he didn't get none of his rap snacks money. They did the rap snacks, they did the noodles.
He didn't get the rap snack. He got a check for the rap snacks.
After he spoke up.
Yes,
he started getting his.
Okay.
So you've used me to extend your shelf life.
Nah. Mm-hmm. How many rap snacks are there?
A lot.
Rap snacks.
Romeo,
is a lot.
My nigga.
Wrong.
Who going in the
it's
store?
Based on the flavor.
Who is going in the motherfucking store and looking at Lil Romeo's pack of fucking chips and saying, I want those? Who? That's crazy.
I don't give a fuck who on the bag. What flavor?
What is
it?
The flavor? It's based on the flavor. You're not buying it for the wrapper.
But see, and then it becomes the internet thing. Like when I was saying last night, you know what I'm saying? Like the police ain't really got to do nothing because the people are going to do it for them. So if they, you know what I mean? Always you can kind of tell now that Young Thug is the big fish. Everybody wants Young Thug. So we release Gunna. I ain't got to say he a snitch. Y'all saying he a snitch. Yeah. So when you dealing with a brand, Master P is a brand name, you put me in a situation where I have to respond. So now, I can't really give you. So now I'm looking at it like this response is super nasty business. But I have to say something because this is my brand we're talking about.
Right. Yeah, but I feel like initially what Romeo was saying, I feel he's justified. Everybody's looking at it like, well, Master P lost a daughter. Yeah, I lost a sister. She's been my sister as long as she's your daughter. So I have the same relationship with this person that you had. For you to not say something when she passed away, but a person you don't know passed away and you want to send condolences, that's a slap in the face to me and my family.
But
and my
I thought everybody, he did say something though when she passed.
That
made it seem like it was an overdose.
Well, that would seem like that was the basis of what Romeo's argument was. Like you didn't speak up when she passed away, but this random person passed away.
But that's a family situation. Not everybody wants their put their family on the internet.
I get
you
it.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not mad at that either. But I'm saying this is where Romeo seems where he came from. Like don't not speak up for my sister, but you're speaking up for this. You know what I'm saying? This person over here. If that's the case, I'm not mad at Romeo.
And I'm throwing that nigga in the garbage like Brian McKnight's son. Like, motherfucking.
Yeah, but they said Brian McKnight really an asshole, though.
I mean, does that make him a bad person, though?
Might make him a bad father. You can sing your ass off and be a
bad
father.
I don't know. Look, I mean, when you're dealing with personal brands, when you're dealing with personal brands and having children with personal brands, I don't know if there's any kid in the world that will be able to say, yeah, my father was always there.
Maybe not always be there, but
that's impossible.
Do you have to always be there to be a good dad, though? You have to always be there to be a good dad. I've heard the quote before, like if you want to know about a man, ask the kids about him or something. It's something to that effect.
Yeah, but how is that possible when my role is a entertainer? Now a 9-to-5 dad or a trade dad, then yeah. But if my role, I got to go out there and get it. I'm on the road.
Okay, now take what you're saying and go look at Ice Cube's son and what he said about his father. Same realm, but his take is completely different.
But see, that is a clear case of nepotism working, though. Master P put his family on. It didn't work. Them niggas wasn't talented. It is what it is.
Romeo's still in the business?
Man, get the fuck.
I didn't see none of Master P other kids do nothing.
Nigga got a pop up on Run's house once a season.
He did. What was the other little TV show they did about the child stars? Grown Up Hip Hop. Wasn't he on that? Come on, man. Jumping the Broom. Come on.
He was acting. He's still acting.
ICDC.
But okay,
you got niggas in school.
Okay, he was grown and Jumping the Broom.
He's grown and Jumping the Broom.
So you blame Master P for that too? Where that money at, my nigga?
I'm not mad at that.
50 Cent son, everybody was motherfucking when we came here, we was on here and I said, fuck that nigga. We was talking about it in the group chat.
Right.
I'm like, fuck that nigga. Cause everybody thought 50 Cent son had a point. Mm-hmm. And then the nigga talk about I can't live off of $7,000 a month. Nigga, what?
But he's not receiving anything now, right?
Well, I mean, a grown ass man now, but $7,000 a month, you couldn't do nothing on $7,000 a month.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Now you looking nuts. Now you looking stupid. This one right here, nigga, you 33. Throwing you in the grinder with Kirk Franklin's son.
Maybe I'm speaking up for my other siblings. This seems like, to me, it seems like Romeo is speaking up for the rest of the kids. I'm okay. I'll be okay. I have some sort of status. I can continue to make a check in entertainment.
Romeo can't either.
He might not be Nick Cannon, but I mean, I can make it. I can eat. I can keep the lights on doing whatever it is. My siblings can't. Why are they broke? Why aren't they on? My sister died and you didn't say nothing. This other person died and you spoke up. So it seems like to me, Romeo is being the big brother. Like, why? I don't know.
I just feel like motherfuckers want you to put them on, but would still blame you
if you
don't go over. Right? And when you're talking about nepotism and clear cases of nepotism, you look at what LeBron doing with his sons, Ice Cube son,
shit.
But you could tell when you were watching NWA that Ice Cube son is talented when it comes to acting.
He said he studied for 2 years for that.
Bingo. Master P. Clear case of nepotism. Put his whole family on. None of them niggas was talented. Ivan, come on. None of them niggas was talented.
Romeo got some talent. I like Romeo.
He can hoop.
Can't.
His brother, though, can, right?
Who?
Doesn't he have a brother?
He has a son that was hooping at USC for nothing.
Yeah, because we have a future NBA lottery pick that's attached to this deal. He literally only got to USC because DeMar DeRozan was a part of the package. DeMar DeRozan was one and done. Did you see Romeo on the roster the next year? No. Literally, you got on the USC roster because P was.
I thought it was the other dude.
It was DeMar DeRozan.
Damn, I thought it was the one who when old boy said he was cheating on Iggy.
Nick Young.
Yeah, I thought it was Nick Young. Damn, DeMar DeRozan.
It was DeMar DeRozan. Ooh, that's how he got on that roster.
She's had a terrible look.
No, she in love now. She got she been with Party.
He was dogging her. The one that she had the baby by?
That's Playboy Cardi.
Yeah, I don't know if they still together, but he was dogging
Party. That's Meg, dude, ain't it? Ain't Party Meg, dude?
Party. But not Playboy Cardi. Playboy Cardi is another rapper.
I don't know none of these niggas, to be honest.
Partisan Fontaine is the one Meg dating. He the one that be writing.
Let me stop saying it.
Niggas love to talk that.
I don't want to attack him.
Niggas love to talk that women empowerment shit till they find out. Nigga, this pussy is empowered. And when you find out, hey man, my woman is fucking behind it.
She been you. Come on, stop. They've been knowing that she
is trash.
How? She fucking everybody. You just made that point the other day about, like, do you want a woman that's experienced, that's lived life, that can fuck you real good?
Yeah, no,
I
mean,
come and suck your dick just in 5
like,
minutes?
It just feels like niggas.
Or do you want somebody that ain't
She's lived? Not the premier. Like, she's fucking behind. She's fucking behind somebody. She's not, like, the premier vagina.
She is fucking behind.
Kelsey is finer than her, though. Kelsey look good. I don't know why y'all acting like she just.
But Meg the star, though.
So what? Kelsey is fine. Easier to fuck.
I can fuck Kelsey all day, and I'm not gonna get no stripes for that. I get stripes for fucking Megan Stallion.
Well, they probably thought they couldn't fuck her. They probably thought, let me fuck best friend.
They probably couldn't until it was like, oh, you had that, I want some too.
If I gotta continuously fuck behind somebody, I don't know if it's elite like that. I don't know if you got that WAP.
Neither one of them, probably. If we keep it in the bean, like, if your pussy was that good, if you fine like this and your pussy was that good, what do I need Meg for?
I don't think Meg is fine. I wouldn't call Meg
fine. I'm talking about Kelsey. Kelsey's fine. To me. If Kelsey fine, your pussy
Kelsey,
good.
Kelsey fine.
She don't stick out to me. I mean, she looks better than Meg, but she don't. It's not like she sticks out to me. If I'm fucking Meg, I'm fucking primarily on the fact that this is Meg.
This is Meg. That's what I just said. This is Meg the Stallion. I think Meg is attractive, though, but I think
she is, too, but them feet. That's probably what. Them feet are terrible. That's what turned me off. I was like, ooh. She's
really fucked up with the fragments.
Like, because at first, you know how people be.
Get your back knee, those feet.
But you know how, like, when you she notice how.
Magneto helmet and Achilles.
Knock it off. You know how, like, when you could tell when people be cutting off certain parts of their body feet up? Before.
No, the motherfucker keep.
Wolverine.
No, nothing, man. Walk through that motherfucker again.
Mm-mm. Big, big.
What a better way, bitch.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, man. Nigga, what's the homeless scary, man? Big, big.
No.
Nah, man, shout out to the man.
Terrible. But her feet have always been, they are terrible. They always be hanging over her shoes. I don't understand, like, you got too much money for your toes to be hanging over the front of your shoes.
You got a gay stylist. You got a gay stylist, don't you?
See, come on, doing his job.
He ain't doing his job.
Hey, man, you can take the hood out the woman. You can take the woman out the hood, but you can't take the hood out the woman.
That's tacky. As hell.
Is it?
Yes. To have your toes hanging over the front of your shoes. What the? What?
We're gonna give her a pass because her mom and her grandma died, so she don't have that kind of guidance in her life.
I think
her mom died when she was an adult, though. Like, wasn't she old?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't know her mom was a rapper.
Yeah.
Her mom was a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was an interesting fact. But hey, man, we should be knowing by next week sometime. By next week, what's happening?
The trial was not long, so it shouldn't take them that long to deliberate. We should know, hopefully, before the end of the week.
No, I think it'll be sometime. It might be next week. I can't see them. What they gonna do it on Christmas Eve? Wait. It's Friday, Christmas Eve?
Mm-mm,
no.
That's the 23rd. Oh, they got time. It's two days.
Depends. I know they don't do court here on Friday, so I don't know about LA.
Oh, I don't know either. I've never lived in LA.
What you watching, man?
Nothing right now. I was watching the Shaq shit on HBO.
I'm trying to. You know, I was trying to watch the Shaq shit with my son and he got up. But you know the issue I have. You know the issue I have with the Shaq show, man, is that you know he was so dominant, and he's still trying to be like motivational. It's not connecting, really.
Yeah.
It's like, nigga, you knew you was gonna beat they ass. The fuck are you talking about?
I like the fact that he gave credit to it. I like that. At the end, he kind of like made up with his dad. That made me feel good.
Yeah.
Because that has to be tough. Like seeing your son be a superstar. And like this nigga, he know who I am.
The real dad.
Yeah, the real dad.
Yeah.
Like he know who I am. He know where I live. And we just don't have no fucking relationship.
Yeah. I remember, I forgot what episode it was. I know that. Fuck, who are they playing? But anyways, he was playing garbage. He says he was playing garbage. And then his dad called him from the sidelines and said, what the fuck you doing? You playing like a pussy or some shit?
That's episode 3.
And I was like, but it didn't like, it was meant to kind of be motivational.
Yeah.
But it didn't. And then you just go out there and just kill niggas. Like, come on, man.
I mean, sometimes you do need to hear from your dad.
Yeah. Nah, it's.
I mean,
he was just too fucking dominant. Like
you have to, you got to really look at it though. Like sometimes kids play differently. We know for a fact when their father is there.
But it feels different coming from a Kobe.
They play totally different
when it comes from a Kobe or like an Iverson. You know what I'm saying? And maybe I just don't got that regard for big man like that. But I was like, no, you finna beat the dog shit out these dudes, man.
All big men ain't got that though.
Especially if they having an off night. We're
talking about fucking Shaq here.
Yeah, I'm talking about Shaq. We are talking about Shaq. Come on, man.
He can have a bad night.
Wait. Yeah, okay.
He shouldn't know. He should. Those are one of those people, like, if you legit felt like he took his career as serious as a Kobe, the greatest of all time conversation is, it's not close. My personal belief. But I'm a Shaq fan.
So yeah, he got yellow big. He got, even when he went to the Lakers, he was big.
So he was like 370.
When he went to the Lakers?
Yeah.
Because he was skinny and running up and down the floor.
In Orlando?
Orlando. Yeah. That Shaq. So you in just Shaq?
Yeah. I ain't really watch too much.
Snowfall coming back. You excited?
I am.
I could tell by the poster that shit gonna be trash.
What?
It just don't hit. Like,
he's gonna die.
They gave me a more, it used to be like John Singleton, man, just gave us a more realistic view of that show. Now it just looks like it's just straight. Like,
well, I think you just don't like That last season was bad.
Nigga getting locked up with the tiger and shit. Yeah, come on, bro.
Because a tiger in your backyard.
That entire
season
was
the shrooms.
The LSD shit.
Yeah, the LSD.
Yeah.
That was cool. Funny, but that was kind of, it wasn't like.
Y'all imagine everybody at your wedding?
That shit would be amazing. I ain't gonna lie.
LSD or shrooms.
That shit like it was a big.
That shit like it was booming. I ain't gonna lie, with the basketball.
Like, you kind of want to go like a little bit.
Yeah,
like, just give me a little bit though, not a lot. Just a little bit.
When I do this cocaine, boy, I can.
Yeah, man. But this season scares me. Last season was so bad. This scares me because it's the last season. I feel like they're gonna try to go out with a bang.
And they're gonna probably try to cram too much, you know, in one season. Because it seems like they do that a lot. Like, with the when they try to wrap things up, they just, like, try to cram everything in there. It's like, maybe you needed one more season. Mm.
Yeah.
So you can stretch it out.
Yeah.
Knowing that he's going against his family, that's kind of like, I'm excited to see that.
His family and the CIA.
And the CIA. Adjacent.
That's a dead nigga.
Yeah.
He's out of there.
Watch, he don't. Yeah. He ain't gonna die.
You don't think he don't?
He gonna die. Nah. He gonna die. I didn't think Walter White was gonna die, but he did. But he just gonna, they gonna. Have you ever seen Breaking Bad?
I have not.
Amazing.
I have not. I want Breaking Bad. I want to at some point. I wanna watch The Sopranos.
Mm.
I want to get caught up on The Sopranos.
I want to watch that from the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Yeah.
I want to.
I missed out
that.
On a solid show.
I would like to watch The Wire from the beginning.
I heard The Wire just felt like.
Y'all never watched The Wire?
Not from the beginning.
I think I watched the first season, but I heard if second season was good, and then that third season it was
like one, two, and I think four. What are like the good season, like the really good season?
I started watching. I'm only like two episodes in. Is it called Tulsa? I don't know, but it's with Sylvester Stallone.
I know what you're talking. Tulsa King.
Tulsa King. He like a mafia dude that got sent to Tulsa. That shit is.
That's on FX, right?
I don't know. I've been watching it on Paramount.
Okay.
That shit is solid.
Okay.
Because he still don't know. He was locked up for like 20 some years, so okay. He still don't know like reality and shit. So he walk up into a weed spot and was like, "Let me see your books." And he was like, "Hey man, this is what I'm taking per week.
20%.
I'm protecting you from them." He was like.
It's all legal.
Yeah, that shit good though. That shit good. And I'm only.
That's nuts because I don't think I've ever seen Stallone on TV before. I don't think he's ever.
No, and then you know, and then it's like they're playing with his age a little bit. So like he has sex with this woman, and then him and the woman talking, and she find out how old he is. She's like,
yeah. because he's 75.
I'm okay. I'm okay. And then she ends up being like, she's the FBI agent.
Ah, okay.
So we're going to see how that plays out. Other than that, have I watched anything else?
That shit dropped tomorrow. That shit dropped tomorrow, though.
What?
Best Man Final Chapter. Shit dropped tomorrow.
You know what I keep skipping? Right over. Black Adam. There's nothing that just makes me make me want to click on it. And I heard Pierce Brosnan did his shit.
He was solid.
But nothing like, I'm just not.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what a fucking great, I heard some movie called, is it Black Christmas or some shit? It's a Christmas movie. Where are all the good Christmas movies at?
It ain't that many. It's not that many great Christmas movies.
Last year, I think it was an 8-bit Christmas. That was pretty damn good.
I want to see Violent Night.
That's what it's called. I heard that's solid.
Is it? I haven't heard nobody seen it yet.
I heard it's pretty good. But ain't no good. I was in a Christmas spirit for like a week.
I just put my tree up
today. It's hard, bro. It's really hard. Like, it's hard, man.
I just put my tree up a couple hours ago.
It's hard when you're the one spending all the money.
Yes.
Like, God damn.
Yes. Knowing I'm not
y'all just gonna throw it away. Like y'all not even gonna do nothing with this for a long time.
No, I'm not getting nothing.
Yeah, that too.
We bought a freight. We bought a fake tree. So that kind of like.
Me too.
I felt pussy anyway.
Me too. I'm gonna go get some pine cones.
But the tree is absolutely beautiful. I have been on like I never ever wanted a fake tree. Like, I always want a real tree. It's been a tradition. This is what we do as a family. But this year, I couldn't pass it up because it was just so perfect. And then it was pre-lit. So I was like, yeah.
Come with the lights on it?
Yeah.
Mine do too. But my kids call it the Grinch tree because it looks, it's been through it.
Hey, dog.
Northtown tree, baby.
You know what? See, and shout out to moms. Me and my mom was talking, right? And my moms told my sister to buy a Christmas tree. That's the first mistake. So everybody knows at this point that my sister is
super blood,
right? Guess what color the tree is?
Don't tell me she got a red tree.
All red, nigga.
Where do you get an all red tree from?
Amazon.
Nigga, that motherfucking tree is all
I have to see about this.
Red.
I have to see this.
Nuts.
Yep.
Red Christmas tree.
Nuts. But other than that, man, have I even watched any? Oh,
that's
shit.
Insane.
You yeah, see it? There.
They have a plethora of
that is insane.
How much are they? Christmas tree.
Shit, this one only $32.97. Shit, I would have got the same one. Fuck around.
Go up in flames.
Shit, fuck around.
That might be the one next
that shit,
year.
That might be the one.
That's crazy.
What?
Other than that, you listening? Have you listened to anything?
SZA, Jacquees.
Stop calling him Jacquees.
SZA Jacquees. That was it.
Hey man, shout out to everybody sending me the video of him singing on TNT. Nigga, I'm not looking for Jacquees for his vocals.
What? Singing "Let It Snow."
I'm not even gonna hold you. He didn't sound bad until he sounded bad. It was one part where
he hit that one note.
It was so flat. Like, it was like, God damn. And then he did.
Then they panned into Charles Barkley.
what you been listening to?
I just listened to SZA. Yeah,
I got that motherfucker on repeat.
Amazing.
I got that motherfucker on repeat. Yeah, that's the first album I think SZA and Chris Brown are the only two albums I've listened to on repeat this year.
She fucking nuts for them ticket prices.
Wait, how much she charging?
SZA is like
$400.
Around that, yeah.
To do what?
Watch her perform.
She's gonna be naked.
I've been told that a lot of people are starting to have issues with Ticketmaster because that shit that I had posted with Taylor Swift was not fake. Her floor seats,
like 12 bands, wasn't this
about 14 for floor seats?
That's
Wasn't Adele charged with something similar? Adele started this shit.
Adele was what at fucking
10.
And she don't never make it to her shows.
I've only seen one of them. Canceling.
Okay, let's have this talk before we get up out of here. Oh, I got one more question, but let's have this talk before we get up out of here. Do you feel like that New Edition concert gonna happen?
I do.
With all of them?
I do.
You think so? At the T-Mobile Center.
Yeah. I, from what I understood, the first Rod Wave concert was a disaster, and he just was out here a week or so ago. He came back
last week.
Yeah.
Why not? I don't know. Are you asking if it's going to be full? The second one he didn't fill out. It seemed like it was more people with the second one. I don't know.
He still had like a lot of tickets available.
Last time they were giving tickets away. Oh. Like they were like giving them tickets away, and it still was not. It's Rod Wave. Your fans don't have money. They're kids.
Babies, yeah. It's right before Christmas. He keeps coming out here in December. Like, what are you doing?
I want them brothers to flourish. And that is an amazing lineup. But I think people are seriously misjudging how big T-Mobile Center is.
T-Mobile's pretty big.
And outside of New Edition, I have seen everybody else. Already, Keith Sweat is about to be out here.
I think that might be the problem. That might be the problem is that
what is it? Keith Sweat, Tank was just out here.
We see them and we see them in smaller venues.
Is it Guy, right?
Guy.
I mean, we see one third of Guy at every Craig Ranch concert, and then you're banking on the nostalgia of New Edition.
I think it's a somewhat safe bet because we haven't seen the six of them since the Home Again tour.
No, they was doing the shit at the Red. They had the Red Rock concert. Just four.
It was Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike.
Bobby was there.
Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike.
No, Ralph.
Ralph and Johnny wasn't with them.
And them the niggas that own the name.
So we haven't seen the six of them since what? New Mexico, because when they came here, I think
that was when they was with they was doing New Kids on the Block and shit, right?
No, it was them 702 Subway. Ew. No, I'm sorry, Subway. It was them 702 and Black Street when they came here.
What was this?
That was Thomas and Mack, and that was 95, 96. That the tour that they showed on the mini series, that was the Home Again tour.
That's the last time all six.
And when they came here, all six of them wasn't even there. I think Brooke had just had his heart attack.
That was the Red Rock. Mm. When they performed at the Red Rock, right?
No, that was in 96. 90, that was 96.
No, I'm talking about it was some years ago. Like maybe three, four.
Where all of them was there?
5 years ago, they performed at the Red Rock.
They was performing at Prim. I think it was performing at Prim, but it was Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike.
Yeah. Shout out to them brothers to get together, man. But they are seriously banking on this. Like, the T-Mobile Center is pretty fucking big.
Yeah.
And nostalgia has to be through the fucking roof.
I think you can. It's a safe bet because again, happen. It's all six of them, and they're in an age range where their audience is used to paying. Rod Wave is different because his fans are younger, and
yeah,
I'm used to streaming your music for free. It's a different audience. I don't know if they're gonna fill the T-Mobile Arena.
And they gotta stop putting Bobby out there, man. Bobby looking like he about to die, man. Yeah. Bobby be going through it. Big yeah. Bobby. Bob the Stallion is something. Boy. That nigga be out there.
You think he gonna still be out there dancing?
Yeah, Bobby trying to do it. You know, because the Bob don't. What makes it so bad is that Bob be trying and Bob don't quit until it's time to quit. So when he's done.
When he's dead?
He might fuck around and dance himself to a heart attack.
Don't say that.
Boy, Bobby out there. Hey, even at the, was it the BET Awards a couple years ago? I thought that nigga was going to die on the stage. I was like, ooh, we get that nigga off the stage, Bob. Stallion, boy.
Bob Stallion is nuts.
Bob Stallion. Wow. Bob Stallion be on that motherfucker huffing and Bobby boy.
I think it's gonna be dope. I'm going.
I genuinely fucks with it, man. Everybody, there's only one concert right now. I'm banking on, man.
That future.
Rap concerts haven't done so well in the city.
No, like. These promoters right here. I don't know. I don't want to say they've been 0-3, but I mean 0-3 with the big ones. And so now everybody, like, I'm
0-3 or 3-0. Like, have they been winning?
3. They were supposed to have Dirk. Remember when everybody was talking about they were supposed to have Dirk? Dirk never came.
Oh, okay.
They were supposed to have Kodak. But that never came. So now you're talking about you finna get Future Money and Money Bag, yo. Future Money Bag, yo, K Camp, and on in the No Cap, nigga.
That's sad when you gotta start looking at who the promoter is to decide if you're going to.
But see, that's me though. I'm like, I'm going to take the wait and see approach, right? But when I go on the internet and I see niggas putting cap, janky promoters, I'll see if it happens. I'm like, oh shit.
Even if not necessarily the promoters, like if you don't know the promoters, we know that these type of concerts lately
usually don't.
They didn't fell through.
Yeah, man. So, shout out to everybody, man. Happy holidays, man. We got another one before the new year, right?
Yes, we have one more.
Yeah. So, we'll be here, man. I ain't gonna say Happy New Year yet, but.
But happy birthday to the guys, because it's gonna be my.
Oh shit! I forgot. Man, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Young Al Bundy.
Absolutely. Cash App the Rowdy with DARWDY 1. If you feel it magnanimous.
Like, ooh, it's about 9.7.
I don't even know if that's the right word, but I think it is.
Magnanimous.
Yeah, let me Google.
Well, Bundy, man, while you at it, man, where can people find you at?
Twitter and Instagram, Young Al Bundy, YUNG_Al_Bundy. You can also catch me on View 7 Network on YouTube. And Ox Battle 2. We gonna let y'all know.
It's venue coming. Situations.
It's
man.
Coming it's coming up soon.
But we working on it. Wifey.
All the sassy boys can find me on Twitter and IG at Shayna_Candy. That's SHAY_KANDII.
You follow me on Twitter at Just Call Me Spence. You can follow the podcast pages on Twitter at Views_7, on Instagram at Views_7, on TikTok at Views_7. We gonna get back on it, man. You know what I'm saying? We're just gearing towards the new year, you know.
Absolutely.
New year, new glow up and shit, man. But we gonna get back on our shit and Facebook, man, for the three of y'all, man. Views_7 on Facebook.
Absolutely.
Next week, Merry Christmas, man. Happy holidays. Absolutely. We see y'all next week. We up out of here. Peace.
Peace.